Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is A Car for Haley. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
A Car for Haley, written and read by Lynette Kittle. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. 1 John 5:15. At 5 years old, our daughter Haley started pleading to us for a child's battery-operated car. Seeing them advertised on television and neighborhood kids driving them around, she longed to have one of her own. With my husband serving full-time as a pastor, along with taking on varying side jobs to provide for our growing family, and me at home as a full-time wife, mother, and homeschool teacher, our family of six lived on an extremely tight budget. When Haley shared her heart's desire with me, I said, "Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Why don't you ask God for a car?" Ask God, she thought. I could see it written all over her face as she asked, "Well, how can God get me a car?" "God can do anything. Nothing is too difficult for Him," I explained. "God loves you, Haley, even more than we do. Ask Him, because He tells us, 'I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?'" Jeremiah 32:27. It's tough being a parent at times, wrestling with not wanting our children to be disappointed in God, questioning whether to try and figure out some way to get them the answer they want. Yet more importantly, as a parent, it's vital for our children to develop their own relationship with God. As a mother or father, it comes down to trusting God more than we trust ourselves. It's developing faith as a parent to believe God's ways are perfect, Psalm 18:30. And better than our ways of meeting our kids' requests. It's cultivating trust in how and when He answers their prayers. So Haley's daily prayer became, "Dear God, please give me a motor car." As she persisted in her request, I silently echoed her petition, reminding myself how God says, "You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." John 14:14. Likewise, prayers for her faith to be deepened and for her face to be set like flint in determination to keep praying, Isaiah 57. Also prayers for her to grow and cultivate a strong, don't ever give up kind of faith deep within her heart. In watching her faith journey, my comfort came in knowing, and if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. 1 John 5:15. Although some believers make a point of saying we can't take what Jesus said literally, He knew how people would take His words to heart. He could have worded it differently so that it had limits and restraints on our asking, but Jesus didn't set those limits over it. As weeks passed by, I kept encouraging Haley to keep praying, even though she often responded to my words by rolling her eyes and stomping her little foot in frustration. Then one day, my husband arrived home with a surprise. He beamed as he placed a beaten-up car on our driveway. It looked rough, very rough, but it was a child's motor car. While on a clergy visit, he noticed the car in the family's backyard. In asking the woman about it, he discovered it belonged to her granddaughter. Asking if she might consider selling it, the woman promised to ask her grandchild about it. A few weeks later, he returned to visit the woman again. While there, her granddaughter told him after praying about it, she believed Jesus wanted her to give her outgrown car to our daughter as a gift from him. Beaten up and without a working battery, the car needed work. But when Haley spotted it in our driveway, she was delighted. "I have a car! I have a car! Thank you, God!" she yelled as she jumped up and down with excitement. In the weeks following, Haley and my husband transformed the car into a freshly pink painted, new battery-operated, polished-up chrome motor car. Soon Haley was driving her Answer to Prayer car around the driveway with her little sister Caitlin in tow. Because God's ways are perfect and better than my own, through prayer, we saw him speak to one little girl's heart to answer the prayer of another little girl's heart. Intersecting faith and life. Look for ways to encourage your children to pray to God. Help them understand how God is the one we turn to first in our request and how he is faithful to hear us and answer when we ask him. Further reading. How to Teach Your Children to Pray. How to Teach Your Little Ones to Pray, One Amazing Method.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.